Hey. Hey guys. I'm tired. I got a long day. I'm really tired. I'm like half asleep, honestly, and my tummy hurts 'cause I ate too much for dinner. For Memorial Day, I had salad and shrimp and a cheeseburger and mac and cheese and corn and I drank a Coke. I'm gonna pop some Tums. You know what? I went to the store the other day to get more Tums, and they were all out of tropical fruit. I almost pulled a gun out. No, kidding. Kidding. I did not almost pull a gun out, but I'm like, what the freak? No tropical fruit. So no tropical fruit. All they had is assorted fruit. I'm buying 160 chewable tablets, and I want the flavor that I like. Wait, so no tropical fruit? All right. I just got to get something from my car real quick. No, joking, 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 of course. What I mean to say is I was upset. I was upset that they did not have tropical fruit Tums. So I'm eating my assorted fruit Tums now. I hope you had a good Memorial Day. Memorial Day. Happy Pepe. Happy Keck. Happy Here Come Dat Boy. Happy Ugandan Knuckles. Happy Big Chungus. Happy Among Us Sus. Happy TikTok. Happy Hit or miss. Happy Meme Oriole Day. I had a Meme Oriole Day celebration with the family. A lot of fun. Enjoyed that. That's why I was offline for a bit. I was eating dinner with the fam. And then I went for a nice drive. It's beautiful out. It's like 80 degrees. So I was driving down Lakeshore Drive and drove around the city a little bit. And that was fun. That was a lot of fun. And then I finished up with that, and now I'm big chilling here, about to go to bed soon. But I wanted to pop in here. I wanted to clarify first. I wanted to clarify my stance on Peter Thiel, because I saw everyone was talking about it in the Gamer Uprising forum, and Andrew Anglin pointed out that Peter Thiel's pro-worker thing is actually disruptive to technological industrial civilization, which I agree with. And I just wanted to clarify because I think some people on there got the wrong idea, so maybe other people got the wrong idea. I actually think that there are some good Peter Thiel projects, such as, for example, probably Revolver. And Darren Beatty, as well as JD Vance, and probably Blake Masters, and some other assorted ones. You know, there are a lot of Thiel-backed people that I like. But the point I tried to make earlier is not the operative sort of word is not Thiel, it's inorganic. It's not that it's Thiel backing BAP necessarily. It's that BAP is inorganic, is the point I'm trying to make. Also, and I'm summarizing, I'm not going to get deep into it. I just want to summarize my position after the past few days. It's not that BAP is funded by Thiel and Thiel is bad. It is that BAP is inorganic and his engagement is driven by this sort of external influence. And he is part of an inorganic influence operation. What's more, he goes out of his way to disingenuously attack Reupers. He's not critical. He's not. It's not good faith criticism. It's not trivial. It is not. You know, it's not like when he does that, this is insignificant. He goes out of his way whenever possible to amplify or create disingenuous attacks on Groypers. And I think that is because he personally represents a faction within the Teal Network, which is averse to the Groypers. And I think that Yoram Hazony is a part of that. And I think that Sohrab Amari is a part of that. I know that Amari and Bap don't get along, but Amari is against the Groypers. Hazony is against the Groypers. And so while maybe Teal is not necessarily anti-Groyper, not everybody backed by Teal is anti-Groyper, certainly some of them are, and that is significant. So I just wanted to clarify that, because I think that, broadly speaking, you could do a lot worse than Peter Teal. I think that what Teal is backing, for example, the unseating of the 10 or 11 impeachment Republicans, I think that's a noble goal. And he has also appears to be backing efforts to create a network of people to staff the next Trump White House, which I also think is a highly important goal. And even Claremont, you know, Claremont's about 50-50. There are Paul Singer people at Claremont. There are Peter Thiel people at Claremont. And there are some good people at Claremont and some bad people there. So I just want to clarify that. But I also want to say it is very funny that we effectively ass-raped, figuratively, we totally ass-raped Bronze Age Pervert today, figuratively. It was just embarrassing. The stuff that he was saying to Book Cat was so, like, he was seething. And that's when you know you landed a blow, is when these people get unbalanced like that. You know, because normally he presents as, like, this, you know, funny, jokey intellectual or whatever. And he was clearly rattled. Like, the past few days, he's been obsessively liking every tweet attacking us, retweeting every tweet attacking us. And then, outright, he's going to go at Book Cat with this crap and gets completely ratioed to hell. And so that was brutal. So I just want to say congratulations, everybody. Nice work. We did it. We defeated the bronze gay pedophile. Bronze gay pedophile completely obliterated. You are Jewish. You are gay. And you got humiliated by teenagers online. So eat shit. Fuck you. We don't care that you went to Yale. You're a fucking gay faggot, and we all hate you. And you lost, L. Sneed. Groyper. Total Groyper victory. Total American victory over gay, bronze gay pedophile. You lose. Also, same thing with Low Key and Second City Bureaucrat. That was funny. They were rattled, too. These guys were all just pussies. You know, by the end of it, they were literally crying. They were like, okay, totally serious political movement, by the way, bullying me online, which read another way is like, please stop bullying me. Please stop. Don't you have anything more important to do than, you know, pick on some guy? Don't you have anything more important to do than pick on me? And low-key just constantly screenshotting the tweets and being like, it seems like I made everybody mad. It's like, no, we're all just calling you a Jew. No, we're all just calling you a fed Jew. You're the one that's constantly replying and liking shit. No, we're just calling you a fed. So anyways, the big topic of discussion tonight. You know, I said this as a joke the other day, but I've been marinating on it a lot. And I think it's actually, viable postulate. Is Jaden McNeil a female to male transgender? And honestly, I think there's a strong case, because I was thinking about it. And, you know, when he lived here, I kept telling him to do activities that would get his testosterone up, because it was very clear he's just like a low testosterone male. That was my working theory before. Like, he didn't have facial hair, and he has gynecomastia. That's why he never wants to take his shirt off, by the way, because he's got man boobs, like serious man boobs, like throw up in your mouth man boobs. And So he never wants to, he's very embarrassed about like his body and stuff because he's got, it's like gyno issue going on. All your classic low T, he's got the severe male pattern baldness, early onset MPD. These are all low tests. He's got small hands and he's got a girl digit ratio. So you could try this at home if you're listening to this. If you put your hand flat on the table and put your fingers together, if your ring finger is longer than your index finger, that means you are a man and you have high testosterone. If your index finger is longer than your ring finger, it means that you are a girl. It means that you're actually a girl. You're supposed to be a girl in the womb and something went horribly wrong and you came out male presenting instead. And so I pick up on these things. Okay, I'm a highly perceptive person. And so I've known Jane a long time. I've seen him shirtless many times. The man boob thing is getting worse. The MPD is getting worse. He's got these like small girlish hands. Like he is taller than me. And my hands are significantly larger than his. If you ever see a picture of him, you ever see that YouTube commercial for the Junior Whopper where there's the guy with like very tiny hands and they say like, oh man, finally a Junior Whopper. They make my hands don't look so small. Like he's got, look up that commercial. He's got Junior Whopper hands. Let me see if I can pull up. I'll post it. I'll post it for your amusement here. Let's see. Junior Whopper hands. Let me search up an image and post it up. What the? Why is it making me do a CAPTCHA request for a Google image search? All right, here. Let me. I'm eating a Tums. That's why it sounds like my mouth is full. I'm eating a Tums because my tummy hurts. let me post this. Let me post this. And then I'll pin it. Whoops. So this is like the level of, this is what we're talking, this is all we're talking about. This is not an exaggeration. If you ever saw this guy in public, it was kind of like a freakish, sort of disturbing phenomenon. And so, you know, I've seen this guy a long time and I pick up on these things. He's got these sort of like petite, small, sort of girlish hands, as well as the gynecomastia issue, as well as the digit ratio. I told them, I'm like, all right, palms on the table. Let's see them. Let's see the ratio. And it's an abysmal ratio. And so for the longest time, I just thought like, oh my gosh, I've made a terrible mistake. My number two. Okay. This is my number two we're talking about. This is my number two. We're not talking about number three or number four. We're talking about a number two. Double. We're talking about a big, stinky number two. And at first I was like, oh shit, I've made a terrible mistake. I appointed some kind of low T petunia, some kind of low T girly boy, like a femboy. And I thought, this is a disaster. This guy's getting mogged by everybody. He goes to the airport and he gets mogged by Ram Rance. Remember Ram Rance, that like gay black rapper? And Jaden encounters him in the airport and this like gay black rapper totally fucking mogs him. The gay black rapper marches right up in Jaden's grill and says like, hey, guess you've been making fun of me online. And Jaden pulls up his phone to start recording and the nigga is shaking. He's like visibly shaking. And the gay black rapper detects this. And fucking mogs him. He's like, why are you shaking? Why are you shaking, Jaden? You talk so tough online. Why are you shaking? And he's like pressing him. He's like getting up in his face. And Jaden's like, oh, I have Parkinson's. That's what he said. That's what he said. Does anyone have the clip? If you have the clip, post it on Twitter and tag me at PepsiNitro3000. I'm not making this up. This is real. I am not exaggerating one bit. This like flamboyant fairy homo, excuse me, who Jaden had been talking shit about for months, mogged the hell out of this guy, marched right up to him in an airport, got right up in his face and said, oh my gosh, Jaden,
you're always talking trash about me online. And Jaden, some girls, gets out his phone defensively, maybe because he was scared. Maybe he was scared that this, gay black man was going to, beat him down in the airport. So he gets out the camera, to protect himself. And the dude shaking, and the black guy, Ram Rance, is like, oh, you're shaking, Jaden. Oh, my gosh. You're so. And Jaden goes, oh, I have Parkinson's. I shit you not. I shit you not. He said that. That is real. As real as I sit here now, chewing on these assorted fruit Tums, that was his rebuttal. Shaking. And when that happened, I was like, oh my gosh, I hope to God nobody picks up on this. This is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life. Thank God nobody picked up on that. It just kind of died down. Then, when we were at White Boy Summer in Phoenix, you remember we were at the mall and we were chanting, America first. And Antifa called the cops on us, and the cops showed up, and the cops had me go up and talk to them. And I'm surrounded by cops, and I'm like, what's the fucking problem? We're doing our event, blah, blah, blah. And Jaden once again gets his phone out, and this black cop, once again, it's this very weird dynamic he has with black guys. I don't know what that's all about, but he's very afraid of black guys. He almost submits to them naturally. It's very bizarre, cucked white male behavior. I've never seen anything like it. It's he basically bows down and submits to blacks out of pure intimidation. And so here it is. Beardson's playing it. Beardson, if you could post this, if someone could post this from Beardson's stream on Twitter, I'll share it. Dude, it's so fucking embarrassing. I'm watching it on the Beardson stream right now. Somebody post it and we could watch it together in here. But so the same thing that happened in Phoenix, the same thing. This black cop, this macho black cop with a mustache, gets up in Jaden's face. And once again, Jaden gets the phone out shaking. And once again, I'm not making this up. The black cop goes to him, why are you shaking, bitch? I don't think he said bitch. He might as well have. He might as well have said, why are you shaking, white bitch? Why are you shaking, white pussy boy? He might as well have. It was that bad. He was like, why are you shaking? And Jaden was like, oh, I'm afraid that you have low impulse control. You're going to hurt me. That was his response. Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. We'll do anything. I was like, dude, not once, but twice? Are you kidding me? And anyway, so once again, I was like, this is bad enough. This is my number two. And the dude's basically a total pussy, Very, very, very messed up. But, the more that I thought about it, the more I was thinking, wait a second. Here we go. This is it. This is the clip. Oh, my gosh, dude. Oh, my gosh. I just retweeted it, and I just pinned it in the chat. Oh, dude. Oh, my gosh, dude. Oh, my gosh. That is the worst thing I have ever seen. This literal, flaming homo black guy marches up to him and just mogs this bitch. Marches right up to him and goes, you're shaking, honey. Why are you shaking? And Jaden, giggles and goes, oh, I have Parkinson's. Shaking. It was bruh. Somebody get the Phoenix clip, too. The Phoenix one is out there. Holy smokes. Anyway. So I was whatever. I was he's a total pussy. It is what it is. I'll have to be man enough to carry the both of us. He's not a pussy. He's my brother. All right. He's not a total faggot. He's my brother. All right. That's how I thought of it. I thought that I could man this guy up. I thought that I could, like a father, like a father figure. I thought that I could, toughen this kid up, straighten him out. But then the more that I thought about it, the more that I realized, wait a second, he's got the gynecomastia, okay? He's got the receding hairline. He's got the sort of tomboy voice. Like, if you ever heard his voice, he talks like a girl, like with vocal fry. He talks like a girl with like a skater girl, like Avril Lavigne, or like who's another one? He kind of talks like Billie Eilish, or one of those girls. Kind of like a tomboy, like a backwards hat, like a skateboard, and baggy jeans, like a girl trying to sound like a boy. And I look at like the spotty facial hair and the sort of small hands, and he's also got this sort of like hourglass frame. He kind of has these like big like childbearing hips. He sort of has like these wide. He has like this sort of hourglass figure of like this sort of busty chest, and into this like tiny waist, and this like these big birthing hips. And so I'm just been sitting here thinking about it, and I'm like, was this guy really like a female to male trans? Because come to think of it, it's like, I'm not convinced he had a dick and balls. Like, I'm not totally convinced on that, if I'm telling the truth. Like, I think that it's possible he had a puss, is what I'm trying. I think it's possible he had a vag. You know, not to be vulgar, I'm being clinical. This is my clinical. I think he had a vagina. Or some kind of neopenis. Some kind of vagina through surgical wizardry fashioned into some kind of neocock. Some kind of neopenis. Because he brought something up about underwear on the Keno Casino. He said he had like this underwear story, and then he didn't want to talk about it. He used to confide these things in me. He told me, like, everywhere we went, you know, we used to stay in the same room and stuff, and we're guys, you know, guys are guys. And, you know, so I never verified they had a dick and balls, but he always had these like girls' underwear. He always had like these like very gay underwear, like these gay patterns, like underwear, like the kind I've never seen before. I wear boxer briefs, you know, like Hanes. I go to Target, I buy like 15 pairs of like, you know, gray boxer briefs. It's, you know, it's what it is. He wore these kinds of like silky, stretchy, like underwear I've never seen before. I used to tease him about it. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on with the underwear, dude? Like, what are those? What are those? And he told me, he was like, I have to wear these because when I wear normal underwear, it like chafes my dick, and like my dick is very sensitive, and I had to go to the doctor because like my underwear would like rough against my dick, and I'm like, dude, first of all, like I don't need to hear all this. But it was very like sus to me. I was like, what in the hell is going on? Like, you can't handle underwear? Like, what? And that leads me to believe, it's like, wait a second. Like, it dawned on me. I'm like, wait a second. Like, I've never heard of anything like that before. I have never heard of anything like that before. Okay. I put on underwear. It's fine. I put on underwear. I can jog. I can sprint. I can jump. I can drive. I'm good. Sometimes I wear the same underwear a couple days in a row. It's no big deal. You know? But this guy, he was like, yeah, I had to go to the doctor because, like, you know, I was having all these problems and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, I've never heard of anything like that. Then I realized, well, that would be consistent with some kind of like post-operation damage. You know, like maybe this like neopenis was sensitive. Like, I could see that, you know, if the butcher went in there, if he went under the knife to achieve the sort of gender affirming genitals, you know, only then perhaps would this sort of like post-operational neopenis be so sensitive that like it couldn't handle underwear. You know, you know what I'm saying? So that story, that's a real story, by the way. Now, whether or not it was because of the neopenis, that is pure speculation. I will admit that is pure speculation. I do not have receipts for that. I am just speculating. It's a conjecture. But I did find that to be very bizarre. He was always wearing these like very these weird underwear. They look kind of like panties, if you want to know the truth. They were like sort of silky panty, like panty material. No, I'm kidding. They were briefs. They were like boxer briefs, but they were these sort of like never seen these brands before. And he would tell me like, oh, like they damage my nuts and stuff. And I always found that to be peculiar. It's like, but this is the kind of guy we're talking about. Okay. Small baby hands, receding hairline, sort of girl's voice, can't grow a mustache. The guy's got, you know, if he has it, small cock and balls, which I have a story about that. I will probably tell that one on the kill stream. So by the way, this is just a little fun. This is just a little conjecture. I haven't even really gotten into the facts yet. I haven't even really gotten into the legit stuff. I have a story about that, by the way. That may tell us some things, but the guy, like, even if he has a penis, okay, assuming now it's a theory. This is our working theory. Assuming the existence of a dick and balls, his dick and balls are so sensitive that they can't even handle underwear. Like, this is the level of pussy that we're talking about. This is the level of sort of like girly boy we're talking about. It's like he gets mogged by a gay black guy, literally mogged by a gay black guy shorter than him, and puts him in like sort of a meek sort of submissive state. Very bizarre. And we're also talking about a guy whose balls can't even handle underwear. How are you going to stand up to world jewry if your scrotum can't even stand up to linen? How can you stand up? Hey, excuse me, Judas, excuse me. How are you going to stand up to Globo Homo in world jewry when your scrotum can't even stand up to cotton, can't even stand up to mere underwear? We're talking about a guy who's like, oh no, I forgot my underwear at home. What am I going to do? I forgot my silk underwear at home. Now my dick and balls are going to chafe. Like, bruh, it was doomed from the start. We were never going to make it, man. This is never going to work out, man. In retrospect, this is never going to happen. It just wasn't going to happen for this guy. It just wasn't going to happen. I also wonder, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I've never had that problem before. Maybe my penis is just tougher. Maybe, listen, this isn't a dick measuring contest, but if it was, I would win. And also, you know, I've never heard of these kinds of problems before. And so it's like, you know, you wonder, like, how does a person's penis get so sensitive? This is really the question. Now, I'm trying to be clinical here, but I've never had that problem. How does a person's penis get so sensitive? Like, is it always like that? Maybe there's things done to it that would lead it to that place. I don't know. I don't know how all that works. I'm asexual. You know what I use it for? Pissing on Bronze Age Pervert's book. That's what I use mine for. Pissing on Bronze Age Pervert's book. And that's it. Okay? So I don't know what's going on there. I'm just saying, I don't know what's going on there. There's a lot of questions. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. It's a little sus. You know? It's a little bit sus. Perhaps Jaden was just a tomboy, sort of lost, got you caught up in this world, caught up in maybe something you didn't fully understand. He had this obsession, too, with Lady MAGA and Rob Smith. And you know this. If you watch the streams, you know this. He was always texting me like, oh, my gosh, you'll never believe what Rob Smith just posted. And I was like, I don't care. Like, what are you talking about? It's 2021. Like, no one cares about what Rob Smith is doing. He's like, you'll never guess what Rob Smith. Oh, Lady MAGA just posted the most insane thing ever. I'm like, dude, who cares? Like, who cares about Lady MAGA? This is real, but I'm not even exaggerating. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but he was chasing Lady MAGA around AFPAC too. I literally have the text where he's like, dude, Lady MAGA's over here. Let's go like mess with her. I'm like, first of all, that's a guy. I hope you know that. Like, that's a guy. First things first. Second thing, it's like, who cares? I'm like, I'm hanging out with Kathy Zhu right now. Could you, like, I don't know, could you cover for me or something? Could you, like, take care of Lady MAGA yourself? Like, I'm kind of busy over here. Literally. I'm driving around in the Mustang, like, I don't want to get into that. But this is a real story. We were at AFPAC 2, and, you know, Kathy Zhu and I hadn't talked in a couple of years. We kind of, like, met up, and we're just like, hey, how's it going, whatever. You know, nothing crazy, nothing weird, but just like, hey, are we cool? Yeah, we're cool. And then Jaden's texting me like, dude, Lady MAGA's over here. Let's totally like, let's go chase her down. And I was like, dad, not really interested in that. Anyway, he was, so that whole scene was going on. It's just like some very bizarre behaviors. Like in retrospect, it just didn't really add up. The whole scene just doesn't really sit right with me. It's kind of disgusting, frankly, kind of like repulsive and weird. So I have to tell my side of the story, I think. You know, there's been so many lies and so much deception about me, and it doesn't stop. I took the high road. I try to let it go. And this dude is like an ex-girlfriend. He just keeps bringing me up. It's like, dude, let it go. You know, I defended myself against the allegations. I went right back into my show. And every night, this dude can't stop talking about me. Nick this, Nick that. Nick Fuentes this. One time, me and Nick did this. One time, me and Nick did that. It's like, bro, like, let it go. It's over, okay? We broke up, okay? We're not friends anymore. You're fired. You're evicted. You're unfriended. It's over. We're separate, you know? We're separated. Consider us separated, all right? You know, it's like a psycho ex-girlfriend. And so, you know, he won't let it go. And now I have to, I'm like Johnny Depp in this situation. I'm unironically like Johnny Depp. You'll never believe the stuff that I had to put up with, the kind of like weird gaslighting, these like sort of like advances, like weird shit, man, weird shit. There are things that I've heard, like my right hand of God. I'm like, I've been having a little fun with this. I've been exaggerating some, but I mean, I've heard some sus shit. I've been writing notes down, you know, because we were friends for a few years. And the more that I compile this stuff, the more I'm frankly just sort of freaked out and disturbed by it all. So, you know, now it's going to be time for me to tell my story. I don't know, maybe this week, maybe next week, maybe the week after that. I don't know. I have to schedule it. I have to do some healing. I have to do some healing myself, okay? It was an abusive relationship. It was a toxic relationship. You know, I was a victim of some kind of strange mind games or something, some kind of strange tranny gaslighting or something. And, you know, listen, I'm old school. I'm old school. I'm a boy. Maybe that's just me. But you look at this guy and, like, his girlfriend's taller than him, and they're like, yeah, I don't want to get into all that. Like the play fighting that apparently went wrong one time. Like, I don't want to get into that right now. I'll get into that at another time. But listen, maybe I'm just old fashioned. These girls becoming boys, the boys becoming girls, they date each other. There's like this, I don't, you know, like I said, I don't understand the stuff. All right. I'm a blue collar guy. I eat hot dogs. All right. I eat hot dogs. All right. I like sports. I like steaks. I like my steaks medium rare. I like the Bears. Maybe I'm old fashioned. All right. I like Asian girls. Maybe I'm just old fashioned. These boys becoming girls, the girls becoming boys. They fight each other. They're doing weird shit. They're doing weird shit in my basement. I'm pounding on the walls. All right. Keep it down in there, you kids. All right. Now I'm old fashioned. I don't know what these kids are up to these days. I don't know what these kids are up to these days. I don't know what these Zoomers are up to. I go on TikTok. I don't know what's going on. I just like to see the videos of the videos of the Chinese guys throwing stuff in the shredder. All right. I just like to see the hydraulic press. I don't know what's going on with all this stuff. All this weird stuff going on between these guys being girls and girls being guys. And other stuff, people soliciting on Instagram for, I don't even know what. I'm going to really have to explore
And I'm really going to have to give my side of this. Max Keeble, this is dastardly. This is dastardly. All right, I think this should be a new segment on Dalton Clodfelter's show. I'm going to steal this from Max Keeble. We're playing a little game. It's like based or cringe. And the game is this the bald spot on Jaden's head or the bald spot on Jaden's chin? Oh. What do you think? Let's see. What do we got? What do you got? Reply to the tweet. Do you think it's the chin or do you think it's the crown? I guess the neck kind of gives it away, but what do you think? Maybe it's Photoshop. What do you think? Why is it like that? What happened? It's kind of freaky. Sort of alien. Sort of alien-like. Anyway. So I just want to get that out there. I just want to talk a little bit about that. Someone says, hey Nick, not sure if you'll read this, but could it be signs that Jaden has signs of Klinefelter syndrome? Genetic disorder where they have an extra X chromosome and usually are tall, lower IQ, small penis and testicles, feminine body, long legs, wide hips, reduced muscle mass, and large breast tissue. Hey, wait a second. You know what? What in the... You know, I was actually kidding about the FTM stuff, but if all those symptoms are true... Yikes. Hang on a second. Pause. Let's take a look. Let's see. As they grow older, they tend to become taller than average. They may have less muscle control and coordination than other boys of their age. During puberty, physical traits become more evident. They do not produce as much testosterone. They have less muscular body, less facial and body hair. Yeah, he had no body hair. It was weird. It's like a cat. Like a cat boy, now that I mention it. Broader hips. As teens, XXY males may develop breast tissue and have weaker bones, lower energy level. Yeah, that check. By adulthood, XXY males look similar to males without the condition, although they are often taller. In adults, possible characteristics are very widely and include little to no sign of effectiveness. A lanky, youthful build and facial appearance, or a rounded body with some degree of gynecomastia. It is present in about a third of affected individuals, slightly higher than the XY population. Dude, what the fuck? Affected males are often infertile or have reduced fertility. Advanced reproductive assistance is sometimes possible. An estimated 50% can produce sperm. The term hypogonadism is often misinterpreted to mean small testicles when it means decreased testicular hormone endocrine function. Despite this misunderstanding, however, they may also have microcoracidism, i.e. small testicles. The testicles of affected males are usually less than 2 centimeters in length, 1 centimeter in width, and 4 milliliters in volume. 4 milliliter volume testicle there on the Klinefelter male. XXY males are more likely than other men to have certain health problems, such as autoimmune disorders, breast cancer. In contrast, these potentially increase risks. Some degree of language learning or reading impairment may be present. And neuropsychological testing often reveals deficits in executive functions, although these deficits can often be overcome through early intervention. Also, delays in motor development may occur. XXY males may sit up, crawl, and walk later than infants. They may also struggle in school, both academically and with sports. It is estimated that 10% of men with Klinefelter syndrome are autistic. Additional abnormalities may include, holy shit, dude, it's so over. May include impaired attention, reduced organizational and planning abilities, deficiencies in judgment, often presented as a tendency to interpret non-threatening stimuli as threatening, and dysfunctional decision processing. Compared to individuals with a normal number of chromosomes,
Males affected with Klinefelter syndrome may display behavioral abnormalities. These are phenotypically displayed as higher level of anxiety and depression and mood dysregulation. These neurocognitive abnormalities are most likely due to the presence of the extra X chromosome, as indicated by studies carried out on animal models carrying an extra X chromosome. Holy shit. Holy shit. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Dude, I've never even heard of this before. Are you kidding me? Dude, that's it. That's it. Does that sound familiar? Holy smokes. This is like, this is freaky. This is fucking scary, man. Oh, jeez. This is real. It's real. How real was it? It was very real. Holy shit. Dude, Jaden McNeil just got Klinefelted. You just got Klinefelted, bitch. Holy smokes. Dude, I was kidding. I was kidding. Like, obviously the joke that he was trans worked because, like, it is plausible. Like, it makes enough sense that it's funny, but, like, not enough sense that it's serious. But, dude, unironically, we need to see some test results. We need to see some lab results. I honestly think that this is real, okay? I am not memeing. I am not kidding. I was kidding before. Some of that stuff was the underwear thing is real. The gynecomastia is real. Small dick and balls is real. All that stuff is real. But saying he was trans, the neo-penis, that's obviously just jokes. The, you know, he has a neo-penis, and that's why his underwear is chafing. That was jokes. The panty thing was jokes. They were like just, you know, Pokemon boxer briefs and, you know, pineapple boxer briefs and silky stuff like that. But this no meme is legit. Now I actually feel bad. I'm literally bullying a suicidal Klinefelter man. Now I feel bad. Now I feel a little bit guilty. This was a depressed, suicidal Klinefelted individual who I picked on and bullied. Jeez, he was literally a tranny the whole time. Fuck. Now I feel like a jerk. Am I the asshole? For 3 years, I kind of picked on my friend and thought he was just a baby until one day he blew up and tried to ruin my life. The more that I thought about it, I diagnosed him with Klinefelter syndrome and realized that he just has a chromosomal imbalance. Am I the asshole? Now I feel like the asshole. Damn. Maybe I am the bad guy. Okay, you know what? Guilty as charged. Listen. I didn't know. Okay. Hey, listen. Okay. In my defense, I didn't know. How was I supposed to know that? Okay. He looked like a man. He looked like a man. You know, he was kind of cute, right? He was sort of like a silly, like happy-go-lucky kid. He was just sitting in the backseat drinking his Blue Icy. And I thought, aw, this poor little guy, I'm going to take this little nigga under my wing, you know, like, so yeah, the signs were there, like, but he looked like a dude. I thought, oh, well, he's just sort of like a baby-faced baby guy, you know, he was sort of like a baby-faced baby guy, and, you know, maybe I got to change his stinky diapers and, you know, feed him his formula, you know, metaphorically speaking. How was I supposed to know? I didn't know he was quiet. He should have just told me. I would have been understanding. He should have said, Nick, you know, I've got Klinefelter syndrome. I would have been understanding. He's got a disability, for crying out loud. How was I supposed to know? I never even heard of that before. Damn. Well, that explains it. I think I've just discovered a terrible truth. I'm like Obi-Wan Kenobi going to Jaden's girlfriend. I've just discovered a terrible truth. I saw him. Klinefelter syndrome. He couldn't.
He wouldn't. And then the girlfriend shows up to the apartment. Because of your extra X chromosome. Liar! You brought him here to felt me. Jaden, no. Let her go. I said it's ma'am. It's ma'am. For the last time, it's ma'am. And I watch a corporate number. Jaden, my allegiance is to the Groypers. To Catholicism. I will do what I must. You will try. Ah! Well, in my view, the cisgenders are evil. Well, then you are lost. Yeah, this guy's sick. Sick. Lock him up. Padded cell. Padded cell. You will not take her from me. That explains why he likes girls so much. And sometimes guys. It's because he is one. It's because he's both a girl and a guy. That explains the sort of homosexual tendencies, such as advancing on me once, as well as the simping. He probably likes to hang out with girls because, you know, he sort of likes to maybe braid their hair and, like, I don't know, go shopping and stuff. Shop till you drop, you know. But then he also likes dudes as well. Who knows? Who knows? But this is pretty fucked up. His deepest. Wow. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that he had Klinefelters, but I think I literally came on here like, yeah, I think it's kind of funny. Like maybe he's trans because he's got, and then I listed all the symptoms of Klinefelter syndrome, which are real. OMFL. Oh boy. That's keck. Kecky. People in the chat, people are saying, what? Yeah, wait till you hear that one. Wait till you hear that one. That's pretty rich. That's a cack one. But I'll probably talk about that on the kill stream. I was a little bit traumatized by that. You know? I didn't even know. I'm sort of speechless. I don't even know what to say. We just discovered a terrible truth. It couldn't be. It's impossible. Now I feel gayer by proximity because my best friend was a fucking tranny this entire time. Now I feel like an idiot. Now I feel like trans by osmosis. Ew, it's rubbing off on me. Get away from me. What the fuck? I was friends with a tranny for the past 3 years. This is rough, bro. This is rough. It's a lie. My life is a lie. Our friendship was a lie. He never told me he had XXY chromosomes. This is horrible. Hey, in my defense, how could I have possibly known that? You know? But that would add up, the lack of body hair. Dude, the guy had no body hair. It was weird. And, the low IQ, the anxiety, the depression, the sort of defensiveness, the hormonal imbalance, the figure, you know, the broad hips, tall, like the girly face, the girly hands. Jeez. I wonder if, you know, what would be a big tell? Does this have anything to do with the tongue, because he's also got this disability with his tongue. I wonder if those things are related. It's called, because he told me that he's got this. I wonder if that's associated with, because if that was it, dude, that would be a dead ringer. I'm sorry. Because I wonder if there's anything that we could that would really be legit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's something that's like a dead ringer. Let's see. I don't know. I guess I'll have to look into that. But, yeah, maybe the scientist can tell me, because that would be the tell. That would be the tell. Tongue tie, yeah. Someone says her tongue all dumb and shit.
Her tongue go dummy. Her tongue be dumb and shit. Dude, that is so fucking cack. Nuked. Jaden be like, You listen to Miley Cyrus and you watch Euphoria, me. You have Klinefelter syndrome. Oh my gosh. Jaden goes on Kino Casino. One time Nick watched Euphoria. Guess the dude's gay. 3 weeks later, we have just successfully diagnosed Jaden with Klinefelter syndrome. Oh my gosh. Ugh, that's funny. We got to get that meme of like Palestine and Israel, you know, and like the Palestinians like throwing a rock and Israel sending in the tanks. Like, yeah, Nick, like, watch Euphoria wants me to diagnose you with your intersex. I diagnose you as intersex. Holy shit. And he has a girl's name, Jaden. Maybe he was born a girl or something. Who knows? Someone says, it's Klinefelter syndrome, tall, small hands. The tremors and gyno are from alcoholism, especially beer. The underwear thing is because he has an abnormally small penis, most likely so regular undies don't fit. XXY, definitely. He's likely not even diagnosed. Lots of people with it find out they have it when they can't have kids. Damn. I want to see the tests. I think he's got to go and take a test. That's what's, I think we're waiting for the test results. We were waiting on those test results. Let's see. What does the timeline say? What says the timeline? He also has an oral fixation, which is very... does that have anything to do with it? Doctors check in the DMs. He also has a severe oral fixation, always sucking on something. He always had like a pen in his mouth, chewing on a bottle cap, sucking his thumb, literally sucking his thumb, chewing his nails, smoking cigars, sucking on a beer bottle, like literally would wrap his lips around the bottle. That's not even a joke. Does that have anything to do with it, you think? The sort of oral fixation? Doctors check in the DMs. Let me know what you think. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Because that would be sort of a curious... That'd be sort of a curious thing to diagnose as well. I wonder. Oral fixation is a failure to escape the Oedipal complex, very homosexual. Okay, so maybe not related to Klinefelter. Maybe not completely related. Max Keeble's going off. Redfield Jacob, does the content ever stop? No, it doesn't. Content renaissance. This is a content renaissance. Yeah. Yeah, I want to see a diagnosis. All right, that's all I have to say. I'm tired. I'm tired. My tummy hurts. I want to go to bed. So I think, let me see. Do we have anything else? Yeah, the guy's low IQ. I wonder what his ACT score was. He wouldn't tell me because I told him mine. And I was like, what's your ACT score? He's like, it was really low. You don't want to know. I'm like, come on. It can't be that bad. Just tell me. He refused. So the low IQ thing's legit. He was like a problem child in school, like constantly being sent to the office. Like they almost diagnosed him with a learning disability, like all kinds of shit. So the low IQ thing is significant. It's not like he was just dumb. Like he probably actually had a learning disability. So damn. I think we just found out. Sheesh. That sucks. Well, I don't know, man. Go to a doctor. Klinefelter's is a disease. Get well soon, bitch. Yeah, tweeting that. Damn. He made me do this. I didn't want to do this, but he threatened to go after my family, and he threatened to dox everybody. This is what you wanted. This is what you got. You want to talk about Miley Cyrus? Okay. Well, you have Klinefelter's, so. So I think that's appropriate, actually. Who's in the call? Anybody want to call in? Anybody want to join before I log off here? Oh, dude, my neck hurts. I just feel like shit. I'm in constant pain. Man, this is fun, though. La 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 understand to understand. I could be a pretty girl. Shut up when you want me to, but I can be a pretty girl. Myself in you. I cry your negativity. That Jaden be like, I could be a pretty girl. It was in front of me Jaden the whole time. What?
He was just a scorned lover, really, it seems. It's kind of unfortunate.
Unironically, I'm about to drop bombs. I'm about to drop nigga bombs on this nigga on the kill stream. It's more legit than you know, man. More legit than you know.
As hilarious as all the trans Klinefelter syndrome stuff is, it's honestly more sick that he was like your best friend for a couple of years and then just turns on a dime and rats to like literal scumbags. Like that's even more fucked up. You know, he could just be trans and that'd be fucked up enough, but
I know.
You know, traitors are just another level of scum.
The tranny traitor. Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, I would push him to do conversion therapy or something, but this is way out of line. This is not how you handle your coming out, you know? The worst coming out party ever. Worst coming out party ever, Jaden. You know?
Nobody even showed up to his party.
Yeah. Yeah, true. 72 viewer birthday stream, by the way. Happy birthday to Shmi.
He keeps saying, too, he's like, why don't you just let me be a 50 viewer streamer? And then it's like every other stream is like, hey, what about this one time I chilled with Nick?
Yeah, dude, it's this insane victim complex. I don't get it. Like, unironically, the guy could have just went away quietly. You got fired, you got kicked out, and he could have just went away, but he's like, no, I'm going to throw a bitch fit on the Keno Casino. And then I respond,
and he's going to react to the response and then go, why does Nick keep responding? It's like, he goes live every night and talks about it, and then I respond, and then he goes, oh, Nick won't let it go. It's like, you know, this faggot needs to just be put in his place, which is what I'm doing. So no one's, you know, no one's listening to your tranny gaslighting, you fucking freak. You're done. You're donezo.
The saddest part is that he, like, lost both sides because, like, he even went on the Keno Casino, and they're, like, insinuating that he's, like, gay. And, like, so it's, like, not only did he lose his best friend, but the Keno Casino, like, viewers still hate him and think, like, he's, like,
oh, yeah, man, I saw that. It was so bad. He's trying to rip Nick into pieces, and then they keep making fun of him. Like, he's supposed to be right, their special guest. It was so bad.
He lost, like, both sides. He's a real loser.
What's up, Joel? What's up, bro?
What's up, dude?
Yeah, I think there was some, like, it's definitely, like, scorned love or energy. And the Kleinfelter thing makes it make more sense because, you know, like, I was basically ready to, I effectively cut him out in, like, February. I just, like, stopped talking to him because he was just acting like a total, like, N-word, acting like a total asshole. And so I was just like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to go one step out of my way for you. You are such an ingrate. Like, you want to be friends, you know, well, call me when you want to reciprocate, you know, basically. Because I told them back in January, I said, like, you're an asshole. You're not a good employee. Like, this isn't working. And he never shaped up. He just kept going on and on. And so at AFPAC, I was just like, fuck you. You know, I just started ignoring him. And I was like, you know, I didn't throw some temper tantrum. I was just like, yeah, like, you're not a good friend. So, like, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to, like, attack you, but I'm, like, just done. Which is normal, you know? And that, and I'm going to get into that on the kill stream, kind of like how that played out. But it's like everything that he's done was basically in response to that. And, like, I know exactly where it came from. And, like, it makes perfect sense when you view it through a certain lens. I literally did, I think, unintentionally break his heart, you know, because clearly he's got some kind of gender dysphoria. And clearly he was in love with me in some kind of way, either, like, sexually or in some other way. And I told them in January, there was nothing weird. I just told them in January, I'm like, look, dude, like, you know, you never want to hang out. Like, you don't do what you're supposed to. So, you know, like, this is just isn't going to go on forever. You can't live rent free forever. Like, I'm not going to be the guy initiating, like, our friendship forever. Like, you know, this is just isn't going to work. And then I was like, yeah, okay, I'm done. And then the guy's, like, obsessed, you know. How did this start? Think about how this started. Because there's, like, we were cool at AFPAC. And then sometime between AFPAC and, like, last 2 months ago, something went horribly wrong. And I went on my stream and said, yeah, we're just, like, not friends anymore. And he flipped. Remember? That's all I said. I said, like, yeah, we're just, like, not close friends anymore. You know, it happens. People drift apart. It is what it is. And then he went nuts. Then he starts subtweeting me. He starts texting Jake Lloyd, all this kind of stuff. It was literally like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? You say we're not friends? Well, you know, what if I do this? What if I? And it was like, and I was like, bro, like, just stop, bro. Like, this is just not, like, a normal reaction. So, like, it all begins to make sense. And there were some things that happened in that intervening period from, like, AFPAC 3 until that, like, psychotic tranny break, which I'll go into, and I'll go into some other details, and then the whole thing's going to make perfect sense. Because the biggest question is, like, think about it this way. Like, I'm totally stable here. My position is, like, completely consistent. All that happened is, like, Jaden flipped out at me. Jaden, on the other hand, you know, 2 months ago, hated CWC, hated RPG, hated Keno Casino, hated all these guys. Now he wants to be best friends. Now he's in RPG's chat. Now he's best friends with CWC, et cetera, et cetera. He used to love Beardson, love Bates, love all these guys. Now he hates all of us, not just me, all of us, and hates everything we're doing and so on. And it's like, so what really went on is this guy, like, flipped out like that. Because when you look at it, would be one thing if he just was like, well, I have this beef with Nick. You know, I like AF. I still hate everyone that I hate. I still like everyone I like, but like, I just have irreconcilable differences with Nick. It's like, that would make sense. That's what happened with me and Patrick. That's what happened with me and Jake. But he like went on this psycho like revenge streak where I said, yeah, we're like not friends. And then he goes live the next weekend and is like, I took Nick out of my intro and I'm going to, you know, and like all this weird, like provocative, like acting out. And it just kept escalating. And then I go on the weekly sweat with Beardson and I just say like, yeah, like you're out of line. You're just, you know, we could still be friends, you know, just give me a call. We could work it out. And then he's like, yeah, I'm going on the Keno Casino and And so it's really a story of like a psychotic break. It's really the story of like a total psycho. I don't know any other way to interpret that, you know, because if you view it through the lens of like, this is me dependent, this is like this situation radiated from me, it's like, explain why me and everyone around me and everything around me has remained the same, but everything about Jaden has changed. Like that says it all. Everything in this thing has stayed exactly the same. Nobody jumped ship. Nobody's even like sympathetic to Jaden. Everybody's like exactly the same. Like the show goes on, et cetera, et cetera. But Jaden like changed his opinion on everything. And in response, literally in response to what? Like what happened between AFPAC 3 and April that turned him from the biggest AF loyalist into the biggest AF seether and rager? Like, you know, because he says, oh, I had these like professional things. It's like, well, that doesn't really work because why would you hate Beardson overnight then? If the problem was like, you know, the foundation stuff or the cozy stuff, like, why do you hate Beardson now? Why do you hate Baked Alaska? What does that have to do with it? If there were like legitimate professional or personal grievances with me, why do you wake up one day? What changed between AFPAC and then where one day you're hugging everybody and taking pictures of everybody? And 2 months later, you hate everybody and you're a sworn enemy and you love all the enemies. Like, so that it's like the delta. It's the delta, which is what matters here. It's the change variable, which is to say that, you know, even when Jaden betrayed me, I didn't even change my position on Jaden. Like, think about it that way. My position on everything has stayed the same, even in the aftermath on Jaden. Even when Jaden flipped, I was like, yeah, like it just hurt my feelings because I thought we were friends and I loved him. And like, this is so hurtful and unexpected. So even like with Jaden doing a dramatic thing, even I, and this was sincere, Beardson can attest to this. He was in Chicago when it happened. I wasn't even angry. I was just like in shock. So even in that front, I was like, what the heck? Like, I thought we were friends, whatever. And this guy just went on this guy like flipped out. And I don't know how he could like go on there and be like, yeah, like I'm like there's just no, and that leads to the, I mean, to me, that contributes to the idea that the guy's got a like mental illness. Cause this is not like normal rational decision-making. I look for like rational decision-making. I don't see it. You know what I mean? It's like, if I worked at McDonald's and like I had a personal gripe with like my supervisor, I would quit and say like, yeah, you know what? Fuck you. Like, you made me hate this job and I quit. I wouldn't be like, and you know what? I hate all my coworkers and I'm going to work at Burger King and blah, blah, blah. You know, that would reveal that there's something deeper going on, which is clearly the case here. Anybody who's been paying attention, it's like, this is like a meltdown.
You know? Yeah, these are supposed to be really nuanced and, like you said, professional, you know, differences that he has all of a sudden, which is just hilarious after being that intimately involved with the movement for several years. How did this not come up before?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a few things to say. It's crazy. I was just streaming on Cozy and he's just like taking shots at me in particular. Me and Beardson were streaming. He's like, well, this is America First, guys. This is Tenryo. You have Tenryo here. This is your representative talking about race mixing. And I was just like, I just had like general like questions about what people perceive as race mixing. And here he comes trying to smear me as like some guy, like I'm trying to subvert the movement or something. Like it's so crazy. Like every single second he like just took a shot at me and, you know, my appearance at AFPAC. You know, I was a little overweight, but You know, like I'm in the gym. I'm back in the gym every day. But the thing about it is, it's just crazy. I was the only person at AFPAC that was nice to Jaden. I shouted Jaden gang when no one else would, and now he's just like, you know, just taking shots at me and stabbing me in the back. Well, fuck him. Fuck him. I'm gonna say that. That's all I gotta say.
Real.
It's entertaining that this has set off this huge chain of just desperate coping from all these people who've been, like, you know, just hoping AF would go away. And now you have this, like, completely continuous string of L's from all these people trying to attack you. And they can't even do it successfully. You even have this, like, training op, all this just total failures. It's at least entertaining, if nothing else.
Yeah, well, they overplayed their hand, you know? I mean, when you consider everybody that's come out against me, it's like, my former best friend, a former employee, like, you know, major streamers, Lauren Southern, Bap, like George Takei. And it's like, and they still lost. You know, when you think about it, it's like literally just me versus like all these people. And they still came away like with nothing. They still came away with nothing. And yeah, so it is. Like, it's an L that they tried it. It's also an L then that they failed. You know, they completely overplayed their hand, so.
I feel like it's an advantage for you, though, because now so much shit has been flung in your direction from so many fucking people that if someone else does it, who cares? Like, at this point, so you've copped so much shit that it's just not interesting anymore. So you're kind of, like, liberated in a way. It's like, after a while, like, it just doesn't really, like, land the same as it once did because people's opinions are kind of set. If they don't like you, they believe whatever people say. If they like you, they don't believe it. What difference does it make at this point? It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's like ripping the Band-Aid off. I mean, at a certain point, you just become invincible. At a certain point, it's like you realize that all the attacks are, like, it's all politically motivated. And once you see it that way, you understand the game that's being played, which is that anytime effective opposition is offered up, it's the same playbook. It's character assassination. It's, you know, nobody's a perfect person. So that means everybody's got, you know, they could be lied about. They could be smeared. There's truth. There's that. And so at a certain point, it's like, what can be said about me that hasn't been said? Almost everything, even sometimes contradictory things, are said about me. And so, yeah, like you said, it's liberating. It's like, yeah, nothing can stop me now. People could say anything. They could literally say whatever they want. And but it's like when Trump said, I could shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue and not lose any voters. It's like at a certain point you earn this sort of like Teflon status and everything just bounces off of you. And when you reach a level of excellence, that contributes to it as well. So I agree.
We just need to get a Second City to join you in a space instead of pussying out. And these people like screenshot all your tweets or screenshot replies. It's just like, what are you?
I mean, this Fisher guy was subtweeting you during this space. I mean, who cares though? Like Loki has like 30,000 followers, and I was getting more engagement than he was. So like, I don't, you know, I had my account for like 24 hours before I got banned like 2 days ago. Like these people suck. Who cares? We blew up their entire Twitter like sphere, and you should read the pederasty like forum post that Bap did, and just like read it out on your show. Everyone's just gonna call him a pedophile forever if you do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think I will.
Like, who's gonna want to associate with him anymore? Like, what kind of donor like is gonna give him money? Like, what the average conservative boomer donor? What are they? They're like Protestant, maybe Catholic, right? They're not gonna give him money. This guy's just obfuscating his entire like political narrative. When in reality, you know, we already know what he is. He's a gay pedophile. You know.
Yeah. Well, and more importantly, it's the supporters. You know, because you've got these guys out there who are like, you know, they think that Bronze Age perverts like this cool, like masculinist, whatever. And yeah, I mean, like maybe you could think that a year or two ago, but like we keep getting all this sus shit, like not just the political stuff, not just the financing, but you keep finding these like old forum posts where the guy's like,
a pedophile. And so how could you go out there and be like, I'm a based, you know, Bronze Age, Nietzschean, Ubermensch, and the guy you follow is literally a pedophile? Like, that, I think that kind of subtracts from the mystique. And that was the funny thing, too, is, you know, Second City bureaucrat was saying, well, they don't attack him because he's anonymous, and anonymous people are not easily smeared. It's like, really? Because this guy using the same username was posting in support of fucking NAMBLA and gay pedophile pederasty. So I don't really know how exactly does that work then? It's like, well, we can't support face lords because, you know, they could be smeared. You know, they could say things that could be taken out of context. On the contrary, we should support a pseudonymous poster like BAP, who 10 years ago was posting in support of pederasty on a forum. Like, it just, it doesn't work. And
Spencer had a take, and I don't agree with this, but it kind of applies in this situation. He was talking about, like, Trump would just go on TV or Tucker and just give, like, dog whistles for, like, white nationalists or something, right? Mm-hmm. And you could say there's truth in that, whatever. But in my, from my perspective, that's what BAP's basically doing. At the end of the day, that's, like, all these retweets where you just post, like, Hitler or something, or he follows, like, some base supposed Nat Sock account. You know, I think that's just, like, a way to, like, gain followers for him, to gain controversy. Like, that's not, yeah, like what it's really what he
is. It's the aesthetics of dissidence, but there's no substance. Like, ultimately, like, if you actually, like, pin him down on any substantive points, like, what is he a dissident from exactly in the dominant narrative? I can't really see. Like, he makes, you know, some edgy jokes from time to time. Like, that's really all it is. Like, it doesn't actually escape irony and, like, you know, lifestyleism or whatever to actually get to some, like, brass tacks that I've seen anyway. I mean, he does have, like, occasionally he makes a good tweet or whatever, but it's, you know, the tweets that he makes, which are good, they aren't exactly, like, you know, unique or distinctive. And, like, but meanwhile, he has this, like, weird fan club that want to, like, act like he's, like, the leader of the online right wing or something, and, like, police you for not showing sufficient loyalty to some, like, random Twitter account. It's like,
yeah, at the same time, he says he's not a leader, though. At the same time, he says he's not a leader, though. Like, he's always saying, like, I'm not leading anything. I'm not the leader of any movement. But then he has all these orbiters. There's this Med Gold guy, right? He's not Mediterranean, by the way. His docs is out there, and I posted it. And
he's brown,
he's
right?
He's literally brown. I'll post him the fucking Jumbotron, dude. It's fucking... These people suck. They literally LARP as racist and they're brown. It's like all the way all over again, Frank.
There's some tweet where people are like, no, I'm not actually like a cocaine tennis skirt fascist. I'm just a fucking reactionary. Like, fuck off with all these aesthetic accounts.
I just shared it. And I put the tweet next to his face, so it makes it even better. Where he's like saying, the modern man is pathetic, unfuckable. Women are more dick deprived than ever before. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. you know, and to me, the biggest giveaway is it's the attacks on the Groypers. That's the bottom line is, you know, I wouldn't even mind coexisting with BAP if he's talking about Jabotinsky and all that kind of stuff. Whatever. Honestly, who cares? But the dude goes out of his way to attack Groypers, and that's the problem. Anybody attacking Groypers, it's a red flag because everybody that's on side supports us. I can't think of one person, who is fundamentally on side who does not support the Groypers. You know, even people that don't 100% agree with us, even people like Dave Smith, who's like a libertarian, you know, or Alex Jones, who's not, I wouldn't say he's like a far right extremist. He's even got more of a libertarian streak. Anybody that does not support the Groypers is sus, especially people that go out of their way to attack us uncharitably. It's one thing to say, oh, they're Zoomers. It's one thing to say, oh, they're extremely online. But for him to say the GLS was going to be like Charlottesville, like that is a completely disingenuous, like smear job. Same thing with the latest thing, spreading that rumor around. Apparently there was somebody friendly to BAP who was texting him and saying, yeah, this is a hoax. Like, this is fake.
Here's was Jens. It was my buddy, my friend Jens. And then he got ghosted after he tried to explain to BAP over and over again. He told me to, like, delete my tweet about, like, going after BAP. I was like, okay, I'll delete it for, like, 24 hours. He's like, okay, give me a chance to, like, try to get him to, like, you know, redact this stuff. And he refused to do it, and he just ghosted him. And he's talked to this guy for, like, years.
Yeah. Well, and that's the point is the same thing happened in 2019. I came to him and I said, listen, bro, like GLS is not going to be like Charlottesville. You're completely mischaracterizing it. Like, do you not understand it? And he was obstinate. And I asked him, I said, well, what if it goes well? Are you going to apologize? Are you going to retract and say you're wrong? And he said, no. And it's like, okay, so then you don't really mean what you say, because if the concern was that GLS was going to be Seaville-like in the sense that it would be some kind of catastrophe or a violent event or something, then if it did not turn out to be that way, then you would be wrong. But he wasn't against it for those reasons. He was against it because it was Groypers organizing. And why would a person necessarily be against Groypers organizing? And then the same thing with this latest scandal. People explained it to him, and he persisted spreading the slander. Why? You know, if we're supposed to be in a big tent or whatever, why needlessly amplify something that's even sort of uncharacteristic for the kind of content he posts? It doesn't make sense other than that. It's a hatchet job. He's participating opportunistically in a hatchet job against my reputation because he is not on side. And that's the concern. So anyway, but I don't want to get back into the BAP stuff. We covered this so extensively. I don't know how we got down this rabbit hole again. But
I want to say one thing, though, because the whole anti-face lord thing, it's pretty sus, because basically what it's saying is, oh, just remain anonymous on the internet. Don't ever do anything serious in the real world. And then you just instantly shit on anyone doing anything serious in the real world. It's like, you know, pretending like, oh, hey, fellow right winger, don't actually do anything right wing in real life that can make a difference. It's kind of sus, you know, don't you think? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, it is sus. That's something that I've talked about on the spaces is this fixation on anonymity. It makes sense to some extent, but the anti-face thing is, you know, who else would be against people, you know, drawing large support around their personality, you know, other than people that have something to hide, you know, because they're sort of like this unspoken contract where it's like, you know, the anonymous people respect the people out there that are personally invested enough to be public, to be conducting their activities with such intensity that, you know, they can't avoid being public. And conversely, then the people that have their face out there be respectful of the people that do not have their face out there because, you know, their lifestyle doesn't permit this. And that is really what's gone on for a long time is like, you know, the people that are anonymous support people like Donald Trump or like Tucker or whatever. And the e-celebs or whatever, they are going to be respectful of the privacy of the Anon posters. But then you get a guy like BAP who says, no, trust Anons. Do not trust people with their face out there. Having your face out there is bad. We don't need leadership. And it's like, you can't have a movement without leadership. The idea that there'd be no public leader or at least not a private leader who's publicly known, it just isn't possible, in my opinion. And I don't think that, like, you're going to sneak up on the establishment or something. Anything organized privately, I think, can be neutralized by the regime. The idea that you're going to, like, out-clever the system with this so-called elite strategy, I don't buy it. I think that there is some popular support that will be necessary or drawing on popular support in some way. Otherwise, what would be the point of, like, a Trump or a Tucker Carlson? You know, I mean, obviously, they have value, and that's because they're rallying points or their lightning rods. It's necessary. So it's maybe not the entirety of it, but it's a necessary part of any kind of regime change strategy. So in any case, but again, we're sort of retreading all of this here about the BAP stuff. But because I think that's largely been settled. I mean, he just got so embarrassed today. The whole facade came crumbling down. The baby talk, the Bronze Age talk. Yeah. That seemed to go away very quickly when he's subtweeting Book Cat or whatever. So, yeah, that's all I got to say on that subject. But like I said, yeah, so I'm probably going to log off. I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. But thanks for joining me, all the speakers. Well, maybe let me bring in Root. What does Wurzelroot have to say? I haven't heard from this guy in a minute. Let me bring him in, then I'll get out of here. What's up, Root? Can you unmute yourself or no? Maybe now.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Yeah, I just like listening to these every once in a while, late at night, fucking, you know, retard hours. But yeah, I like about the BAP shit, I was just thinking, like, what, like, as like a newer guy into the movement, I feel like it's like the reason I was drawn to this was because you guys are actually doing shit in real life, you know? And, like, as a guy who makes content and videos and stuff like that, it's the most annoying thing to be, like, saying the same thing over and over again. But I feel like that's sort of, like, what a lot of these guys do, you know, where they make no effort at, like, real change in the real world, but they sort of just sit on Twitter and, like, make the same takes over and over again. Like, we've had so many of these, like, shootings, we've had so many, like, immigration and all that, like, and you can get clout and you can sell books and you can, like, make money doing that, but it's not like an actual shot against the establishment. It's like sort of a personal, like, I'm gaining clout and I'm gaining money type thing, which is sort of like I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Well, but they're you know, certain people, that it's part of a concerted strategy, you know, because their political effort is, you know, using social media to manipulate people into being used as instruments for the GOP or for whatever. You know, BAP is like this hardcore Bronze Age, whatever, but he's going to tell everyone reliably to go out and, like, vote Republican in the election and, like, go out and vote in the Georgia runoff and blah blah blah. So yeah, I mean, there are some people that are just lazy, and then there are people that it's literally their job to you know, artificially influence the direction of politics. And you know, that comes from the government, it comes from billionaires, it comes from lots of places, but you just got to be aware of when you're being instrumentalized, when you're being used. And in the case of a lot of this stuff, it's you know young people are being used. When people are reading a book that tells them, you know, Christianity's great and all, but we need, like, these Nietzschean whatever, you know, that's an issue. So, but yeah, I'm really, you know, if I'm not making this clear, like, I, you know, I'm kind of just over the BAP thing. We've just done it to death. I've done like 100 spaces about this. So kind of over that, but.
Declare victory, move on.
Yeah, basically. Cause that's just, you know, I'm just tired of talking about it. I talked about it this afternoon. I talked about it yesterday. I talked about it the day before. Like, I'm exhausted on that topic. I've exhausted all I have to say on that.
More of these BAP clones keep popping up and jumping in with, you know, shots from nowhere too, though.
So are you talking about it? Are you talking about it more now? Are you going to say another thing about it after I? But I just
definitely not. Definitely not.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a dick, but, like, you know, I've said it like 3 times. I keep saying, like, yeah, I'm kind of tired of talking about it. Yeah, and another thing, you know, here's the thing about that. Yeah, I mean, I get it, okay? I've talked about it for 3 days, you know, but I agree with you. You're right. You're not wrong, but I'm just, like, over it. Okay. Anyone else have anything other than that to say before I close this out?
I like ribs.
Okay, thanks.
That's it.
Thanks, friend Rio.
You're welcome. How's it going?
I think it's funny that all the anti-immigrant guys
open up the microphone after I fucking called you out. What's going on, little guy?
What happened?
Gay little mustache. Yeah, no, I told you multiple times I wanted on, and you wouldn't open up the microphone, you pussy. Now,
where did let's you say talk that? To you. Hang on, wait, whoa, look, whoa, hey, this is MySpace. This is MySpace. Hey, excuse me, I'll do the talking. This is MySpace. You'll be respectful. You will be respectful. I didn't read your DM. I don't know who you are, bitch. And my mustache is not gay. It's cool. It's straighter than you'll ever be. You're the faggot here. My mustache is straight. It's straighter than you'll ever be. You probably have Kleinfelters just like Jaden McNeil. And you're gone. I'm too tired for that shit.
Oh, damn, I was hoping for some fresh content.
Yeah, no, not with some nobody. Gonna come in here and insult my mustache?
Give me a break. Unbelievable. The disrespect. Yeah, you're out of here. Dustin, I asked you to come in here.
Fag. If you're going to call someone gay, you can't have a voice like that, I feel. You know?
Yeah, he did have a gay voice also.
Very, very bitchy gay energy coming from that. Yeah, check your DMs.
Oh, man. He came in hot. All right. Anything else? Anything that is not bitchy? Anything else that's not bitching and whining at me?
Looking forward to the kill stream. You got to do that sooner than later.
Let's go. Yeah. I'll do it soon. All right. Well, if nobody else has anything. Unless. Okay. Thank you. All right. That's going to do it for me. I'm tired. But yeah, kill stream coming up. This is just a taste. Okay. I'm not even going off. And listen, I want to say this. I was ready to let it go. I was going to let it go. I've been letting it go for 3 weeks, you know? I addressed the allegations, and then I did my show the next day. And, you know, this psycho is obsessed. And the only way that him or anyone else is going to learn is he has to be made an example of. I'm not doing this for my own vindictiveness. I'm not. I was ready to be done with it. People have super chatted my show talking about it, and I say, yeah, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about drama. I was ready to move on, but it goes on for – this is now – we're on week three. And the dude's, like, just running out of gas. You know, he's talking about attacking my family. He's talking about going to the ADL. So now it's enough. Now it's enough. I was ready to let it go. I was ready to just take the high road. But this guy just can't let it go, clearly. Clearly he's in love with me and obsessed with me. And so now, in a very impersonal way, he has to be humiliated and made an example of so that nobody ever tries this ever again. That's just, you know, it's just like mechanically something that has to happen. Because I know some people might go, you know, is this really necessary? No, it's not. It's like all of this could have been avoided. But now I've been attacked. My reputation has been attacked, and now I have to respond. So I've been responding to BAP, and I've been responding to Lauren Simonson. And if this guy just went away, if he just went away and did his thing, that would be great. But night after night, I get these texts. Oh, Jaden's talking about you again. Jaden's saying more. So he's, you know, okay, you know, you want to play that game? Okay, let's play. Okay, I try to be nice. I'm Mr. Nice Guy. I tried. I said after the initial stream, I said, look, I'm going to address the allegations because some people think they're credible, and then we're done. That's what I did. But, you know, now this is threatening to, you know, people can't let it go. So now I have to finish it. You know, he could have walked out after, you know, throwing his little tantrum, but he wanted to keep going. He wanted to keep pushing. He could have stopped at any point, but he kept pushing and pushing. He goes away, he comes back, and it's right back to the drama. So you've pushed me too far. You pushed me too far. So now, you know, you wanted to play that game. Well, mutually assured destruction only works if it goes both ways. So now it's got to go in the other direction. I take no pleasure in it. It's really not even that important because this is just some loser bum who's going to be poor and bald in like 1 year. And you'll see. I mean, we'll see how that plays out. But at least in the meantime, it just has to be done because if people attack me and there's not some response, you know, then people think they could just get away with this stuff. So I don't take any pleasure in it. You know me, I'm a positive guy. I like to do positive, but, you know, what have I been up to the past few weeks? I went out and visited my friend Bryson. I've been doing podcasts. I've been doing shows about politics and not drama. And you just, it's like this hangnail that just won't quit. It's like a pesky hangnail or a rat. Now it has to be put to bed. So I'm going to finish it, and then we'll move on. We'll finish it on my terms, and then I will be done. So that's what's going to happen later. But that's all I got. That's all I got for you. I'll announce the details soon. And, you know, and we'll get to the bottom of this whole situation. I'll set the record straight and I'll exonerate myself. But that's that. Well, I've already exonerated myself. Now it's time to tell my side of the story, Johnny Depp style. So that's all I got. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. I'll see you later. See you on America First tomorrow, 9 o'clock Central. See you. Bye.